With her heart pounding in excitement, Anya began to descend. The passage ahead of her was much narrower than any of the others she'd encountered so far in their search for the library. It wasn't wide enough for two people to walk abreast at the same time, and that gave Anya pause as she prepared to step off the stairs.
Why create a passage so narrow? Of course, it's to keep your target within a specified area.
Anya went back up the stairs and out into the main corridor. She hunted until she found a rock about the size of a cantaloupe. She then went back down the stairs. Squatting at the edge of the last step, Anya rolled the rock down the length of the corridor. It tumbled end over end for a good 10 feet before coming to rest in the middle of the passage. It sat there. Nothing happened. She shrugged, about to step off the stairs, when the stone flooring beneath her makeshift trigger suddenly sank about 2 inches. Anya barely had time to turn her face away. Musket balls came out of both walls simultaneously, and Anya knew she would have been torn to ribbons if she'd been caught in that narrow space. When the gunfire started, Colonel Goshenko and Sergeant Denislav stopped and looked behind them. Without a word, they turned and retraced their steps to the empty treasure vault. When the cacophony finally stopped, Anya stood and surveyed the scene. She could now see a snake-like pattern of raised flagstones revealed on the floor of the corridor, hidden rooms and pressure plate traps. She was torn between respect for Fioravanti's cleverness and a desire to go back in time and strangle the man. Satisfied that the passage in front of her was now free of obstacles, Anya stepped out onto the raised flagstones and made her way along the length of the corridor. What she found at the other end made her stare in wonder. A vast space opened up before her. This chamber was even more beautifully adorned than the false library above. The floors were inlaid with bright marble that reflected her light back at her. The ceiling had been painted in traditional Renaissance style, the oil paints preserved so well in the dry underground climate. Anya imagined they hadn't changed since the day they'd been painted there by Fioravanti. The shelves were polished stone, fashioned right out of the living rock, and spanning the entire circumference of the room. But it was what those shelves held that truly captured her attention. Books and scrolls and tomes of all kinds were lined up in rows, each one in its own special place. Gold and precious jewels gleamed back at her from hundreds of covers. The decorative additions to the books made them worth millions. The historical value of many of the texts made them priceless. In the center of the room, a single closed book rested on a pedestal all by itself. Resolving to solve that puzzle momentarily, she turned her attention to the rest of the library.
"You are a difficult woman to kill, Miss Creed."
Colonel Victor Goshenko of the FSS stood just inside the library, looking around in wonder. He had no concerns that Anya might try to hurt him, since his ever-present watchdog, Sergeant Danislav, stood beside him, staring at her all too eagerly.